Kisetze 23:10 Chaf Gimel Yud. The Torah tells us that when we go out to war, Unashmarta Mikol Davro, you have to be careful not to do averus. Now, having to be careful not to do averus, it doesn't only apply when you go out to war. It applies all the time. What are we have to be extra careful now when we go out to war? This commandment should not have been preceded by the idea that when you go out to war, every time you should always be Unashmarta Mikol Davro. So Rashi explains that it's talking about wartime, because that's when people are in a matzav of sakana, a dangerous time period. When people are in a dangerous time period, they're being judged more carefully if they should be able to survive a miraculous event or something like that. Therefore, someone has to have extra merits and less transgressions on his scales in order to survive it. So really, you always have to be in a shmartim davarah, Rashi's saying. But by the way, be extra careful by wartime, because by wartime, you have to know you're in a more dangerous situation and you're being judged more often. The Ramban says that the reason why we say it here is because when people go to war, they sometimes lose their humanity. The Jewish army has to know not to be this way. We have to know to be extra careful. See, even in wartime, we must keep our humanity. Ibn Ezra says, hints at it, that the reason why you have to be extra careful is because normally the Luchais were in the Mishkan, were in the Beis HaMikdash. But when you went out to war, they came with us. They left the place where they were, and they traveled with the army. That means the people of the army were standing next to the Aron. If you're standing right next to the Aron, that means you're standing next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. You have to be more careful not to do bad things. It's like a slap in the face to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if when he's standing next to you, the people do averus. So that's three of many answers, potentially, on why the words Vishmartim Davara, they call Davara, it's preceded by the idea that you have to be careful during a time of war. But for us today, we have to know like this. We are in El Azman. El Azman, we could say, according to Rashi's version, is a time of sakana. Why? Because we are being judged. We know we're about to have the judgment day happening to us. And therefore, this can be applicable to us right now as well. And of course, according to the Ibn Ezra explains that during wartime, the reason why it happens is because the Aron is with us. We know the famous concept by the Tanya that El Azman is Melech Basada. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the field. He is near us. He travels from high above on his throne and he becomes near us right now. Which means that this time of year, both on Rashi's interpretation of the Pasuk and the Ibn Ezra's interpretation of the Pasuk, we should be extra careful with how we're acting because we want to be judged favorably. Have a great Shabbos.